name.
It's a lot of work. If I were you, I would just get my passport and the name on your birth certificate. Make it easy for yourself, okay?
I agree with that, but how do I get the second? You have to...
Wait. I'll talk to you when I'm off the air. Hold on 1 second. We got... I'm coming back tomorrow. Good show today. I'll see you tomorrow. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just as the Obama administration rolls out plans for helping distressed homeowners, the Justice Department announces a jump in the number of mortgage rescue scams across the country. ABC's Vic Ratner is live with details.
Sherry, you've seen and heard the ads from companies promising help for families in danger of losing their homes. Too many of them, according to Attorney General Eric Holder, are scams.
The unscrupulous actions of individuals and companies who exploit the misfortune of others is despicable, it's immoral, and it's also illegal.
The feds are cracking down, sending some scammers to the slammer. Government officials warn you to stay away from firms that make big promises and want your money up front. Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live. One-time jet-setting billionaire and now accused scammer Alan Stanford has given his first interview to ABC News.
I care for everybody in this company that I am.
Alan Stanford teared up in his interview with ABC News and strongly denied he operated a Ponzi scheme.
I will die and go to hell if it's a Ponzi scheme. It's no Ponzi scheme.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says otherwise. The SEC accused Stanford of defrauding 50,000 customers out of $8 billion. Stanford told us he expects to be indicted in the next 2 weeks. Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, a hedge fund manager accused of funneling billions of his clients' money into Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme, has been charged with fraud by the New York Attorney General's office. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has unveiled a 2010 budget that would cancel several big-ticket weapons programs. He says it'll help streamline the fights in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama in Istanbul, Turkey. Earlier in Ankara, he told the Turkish parliament the U.S. never has been and never will be at war with Islam. The two-day trip to Turkey is the final stop on the president's tour. About 70,000 Italians are sleeping outside. They have been told not to go inside for fear of more aftershocks from last night's big earthquake. Markets Dow down 40 points, NASDAQ down 16. You're listening to ABC News.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer. If you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. With Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. Get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
Yeehaw! You're with the kids at Western World, and who knew stagecoach seats were so hard? You're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning.
Mommy, this is bumpy.
I should have used Preparation H.
And for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes, they relieve while you clean. Then use Preparation H maximum strength cream for pain relief on contact.
2 miles to Abilene!
I should have used...
Preparation H, the relief expert, uses directed.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says wind turbines off the East Coast could generate enough electricity to replace most coal-fired plants in the U.S. Paul Rosengren is a spokesman for Garden State Offshore Energy. He says he's ready to build.
We are proposing a 96 turbines that would be, the closest one would be 15 miles from shore. And at that distance, you can barely see it from the coast, then only on a very, very clear day.
Hawaiian Airlines topped an annual quality study of U.S. air carriers with fewer passengers. The industry had its best overall performance in 4 years last year. Number of highway traffic deaths is at its lowest level in 48 years. ABC National correspondent Jim Hickey has more on some of the reasons why.
The increased use of seatbelts, the recession, high gas prices, and stricter enforcement of drunk driving laws have all combined to result in the lowest number of highway fatalities last year in almost half a century. Aggressive safe driving campaigns have also helped, but safety experts say fewer people on the roads means the number of highway deaths go down. One positive result of the economic nosedive. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A producer who works with actress Farrah Fawcett says her cancer has now spread to her liver, but adds she is not on death's door, as has been previously reported. Bring on the Hershey bars. A British study says those of us who binge on chocolate could find mentally challenging tasks less exhausting. Has to do something with the flavanols and increase of blood flow to the brain. This is ABC News.
Who wears Thermacare? People like Mike Beach.
Landscaping's a great business, but this body can take a beating.
the targeted relief of Thermacare heat wraps.
You put it on and wow, relief right where I need it.
Thermacare has patented heat cells that deliver real heat that penetrates deep.
Feels so good.
Relaxes tight muscles all day.
Thermacare is relief I need to keep me moving.
Just wear Thermacare.
It's my secret weapon.
And wear it where it hurts. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KJ Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. San Francisco federal judge is being asked to throw out a lawsuit which alleges that the U.S. government engaged in illegal dragnet surveillance of the telephone and email of Americans. Justice Department citing national security implications as the reason for the dismissal request. And stock in Santa Clara-based Sun Microsystems dropped more than 23% today after it was learned that IBM has decided to withdraw a $7 billion bid to buy the company. Let's check your traffic now. Here's KJO's Terry Rouse.
Crash at Walnut Creek, northbound 680 before North Main. Four cars involved. Expected to be slow there. Crash Gilroy, north 101 after Mast. And on April 15th, don't wait in line the post office. Go online at home. Use your Visa debit card to pay your taxes. Only pay a fee of $3.95 for payments up to $1,200. Visit officialpayments.com/visa. Terry Rouse, KJO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. The KJO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny and warm this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KJO Radio News.
Dr. Unidale here. Welcome to the program. I'm going to start with a story that might not seem to relate, but I was just listening to one of Heather's promos from an old show about a caller to this program talking about our naked bodies and sexuality being a manifestation of God's perfection and how dare we get upset, right? And get uptight about it. So I'm thinking about a man here who's in jail. He tortured a 10-year-old relative because she found his stash of porno. They received an anonymous tip. 36-year-old Maslum al-Assadi tied the girl's hands behind her back, forced her into a bathtub where he dunked her head underwater. Her siblings watched. She turned blue. Police detectives, along with child protection investigators, went to the home, recovered and removed the victim and two other children. He's been investigated before on child abuse allegations, but, of course, investigators cleared him of any wrongdoing. She found his porno? I hate to sound like a curmudgeon here, but this is no big deal. It's a mix-up when the hospital, it's a big deal when the hospital mixes up your babies and you take home someone else's baby, and 5 years later you got to return the baby later and exchange it for the right baby. And that just happened last week. But this article begins, "It's every parent's worst nightmare." Right? This nightmare, I'm reading the paper, happened in the seemingly safe, comfortable setting of Portsmouth Regional Hospital's maternity ward. The nightmare shattered the joy of a young couple. Guess what happened? The newborn was mistakenly given by a nurse to another mother who breastfed the day-old infant. They caught the mistake immediately. Breastfed the day-old infant. And the parents of the infant, of course, are going ballistic. This must be their first child. I have to read it to see if it is. These people are excited and nervous and freaking out and will be ashamed of themselves, I'm sure, later on. I mean, this was routine. Have you heard of a wet nurse? People routinely, or moms, when they couldn't breastfeed, would have others breastfeed their babies. And I'm glad to see FARC, FARC has picked up on it. And that's right, it was Penelope Cruz, right, who felt so badly at one point. What was it, Heather? Remind me. And she breastfed a baby in Africa? Yeah, you did, but I don't remember the incident. Yep, absolutely. Here's a study from the National Health Statistics reports that the number of children now using alternative medicine, if a parent is an alternative medicine person, these kids, a quarter of the kids were using alternative medicine. Now, that can be harmless or harmful. Beneficial is the least likely outcome. And here somebody sent this to me. I hope you're not getting your health advice from blogs by people who have no medical background. And here is a, I sometimes I can't tell anymore. It's a website. I'm not going to mention it. Don't want to give them any help whatsoever. And here is their expert on parenting. Okay. And I'm going to read you just a couple. I'm mentioned in it, which is why I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to mention her name either. Don't want to embarrass her. But she says, as a single mother with two young kids, I am one of the world's experts on curing colds. Granted, I've not invented anything Pulitzer-worthy myself. She means maybe Nobel Prize. But I have figured my way through the system. And I've tried every cold cure known to man in the past 10 years. I know what works and what... She should get the Nobel Prize. So you go down and she goes through all the homeopathic, all the nonsense. And then her second piece of advice, number two, take vitamins. Hang on, friends. Even though KGO medical expert Dr. Dina Dell will tell you vitamins don't work, right? I disagree. First lady, I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm reporting to you, I know you're going to hate this, the evidence, the proof. That's all I'm doing. But you disagree with the proof done by hundreds and hundreds of researchers who, oh, my God, they went to medical school and learned all about this stuff. Well, all vitamins might not work, but some do. What I've learned? Is that what's come down to proof? What I've learned is that not all vitamins are created equally. The cheaper ones you find in grocery stores are not that great. Lady, my family's been in the vitamin business for 100 years. All right? It's the same vitamins, trust me. They come from the same huge mega manufacturers or put in different color pills to make people like you happy. But do your research and find a good vitamin. And where do you suggest you do your research? Take it faithfully every day, and it will go a long way towards protecting you from the next sneeze that comes your way. And then she, you know, she goes on, 2 years after my divorce, I dated someone who happens to sell, and she names a vitamin. So, of course, I bought the... Lord. And then here's even a sadder thing. You know what segment of the economy is just booming? It's vitamins. I think this is from the Wall Street Journal today. No, New York Times. Vitamin sales are up because people are having trouble paying for medical care. I would have gone to see a doctor by now, but I'm here buying echinacea. I hope it works. In flesher times, she would spend money on prescriptions for her asthma, her allergies, and other chronic problems. Now she buys a protein supplement. A lot of consumers are doing the same thing. Sales of vitamins, nutritional supplements, which have grown consistently, have surged in recent months. And then they have a professor of economics weighing in. The growing interest in vitamins and herbs, a logical extension of consumer-directed health care, the idea that people will take measures if their insurance deductibles are set higher. They will turn to this vitamin shop, 20% increase in new customers over the past 6 months. And nationally, a lot of other companies seen the same deal. And even, let's see, Whole Foods here, which is having a problem, the bright spot in their sales, vitamins. And in the subject of investing, it's about your personality. Here is a Wall Street Journal reporter here who goes to get his DNA tested and gets into this whole idea about your investment style and your genes. 25% of people with European ancestry carry a 385A allele of this gene that dampens your brain's fear circuitry, intensifies your brain's reaction to the prospect of making money. Or the DRD2 gene. 20% of Caucasians have an allele here that can make them respond more intensely to gambles, even when no skill is involved in it. And it goes on and on and on. They do brain scans on them, and it basically tells you that how much of who we are is in our genes. And I think we kind of knew that, but to see it getting so specific is fascinating. Here's something I talked about once. We had a judge call the program who vehemently disagreed with me, and he swayed me a little bit. It was after a case where a jury just didn't get it. And I speculated, I mused, how can a jury understand the complexities of, let's say, scientific debate? Something scientists and doctors haven't fully grasped. And yet we ask a jury to decide a case and give a lot of money to people when scientists don't quite understand it. And I said, maybe it's time for professional juries, people who understand this stuff. And he deeply disagreed with me. Well, I'm not alone. Here are a whole bunch of law professors saying maybe that's the case. And it talks about a law professor here who was on a jury. And it says here, You shouldn't have lawyers sitting as jurors. It's a terrible practice. It encourages undue influence by a single juror in deliberations. But then they go on here. We should have professional juries as a case being made here. The process is ridiculous that juries are basically taught the law after hearing the facts of a case. If one is applying a rule, shouldn't one know about the rule first in order to determine which facts are relevant and which are not? Second, it takes law students 3 years to learn the law, or at least a semester to learn a specific subject like torts. And yet juries are expected to understand the law after a brief lecture from a judge. Third, judges disallow note-taking. But in lengthy trials, even in trials lasting a day or two, how are jurors supposed to remember the details? Try an experiment here. Give a bunch of judges an hour lecture about a specific set of legal rules, not let them take notes, and see how much they remember, at least in civil cases and perhaps in criminal ones, too. I believe we should have professional juries with basic knowledge of the law and perhaps even full 3-year legal education. Jurors should be paid a real wage for their services. We're in the 21st century. A legal system uses a method of adjudication that was invented in the Middle Ages. It's time for a more professional way of resolving legal disputes. One where the decision makers are not a bunch of often unwilling people plucked from a street, forced to upend their lives to resolve the disputes of others and without the expertise to evaluate the facts and apply the law. And it has to do with this, law professor on his experience as a juror. It's a slip and fall case. And it resulted in a new trial for a grocery store found liable for $900,000. Right? So, food for thought. Louisiana. Once upon a time, Louisiana came up with this concept of drive-through daiquiri stands. Right? You couldn't go in. It's just a drive-up window and a perky clerk behind it, and behind her a vast array of frozen alcoholic beverages, and yes, drivers in a to-go cup. The place was called Cajun Daiquiris, offered bumper stickers that said, "If you're not wasted, the day is." So into that milieu, Louisiana State Representative is pushing to give barbershops the right to serve customers booze, liquor, wine, and beer. And Representative here, Jerry Gisclair, has constituents who run hair salons, which routinely offer customers a way to relax during the stress of a shave or a permanent wave. Yeah, that's really stressful. Just trying to put everybody on the same playing field. What do you think of that? All right, this ain't about the same playing field. First of all, I got to correct myself. We were talking last week about this article. I made a couple of mistakes. He's not a neurologist, but a psychologist, a very heavy autism researcher here, who is just besides himself over all this nonsense having to do with vaccines and autism. And I said he was Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, Borat Bruno, which is about to come out. It's going to be hysterical. Brother, not brother. And actually, that mistake is made in the, online, very, very commonly. So I got it all straightened out, but my Lord, what a family. Listen to this. Simon Baron Cohen's his name. He has 3 kids, one of whom is an independent filmmaker, his brother and film director, Ash Baron Cohen, Dan Baron Cohen, has sisters, an acupuncturist, his first cousins are Amon Baron Cohen, a computer scientist, Aaron Baron Cohen, composer, musician, comic actor, Sacha Baron Cohen, so it's his cousin. Grandfather's brother, professor of endocrinology, Medical College of Georgia. Grandfather's cousins include an emeritus professor of chemistry at University of Washington, a film director, goes on and on and on. You see the talent of Sacha Baron Cohen, you see where it comes from. All right, now on the other end, in terms of the talent scale, I made the mistake of watching part of Larry King last week, where he had Jim Carrey and Jennifer McCarthy. They are an item. And acting as experts on autism. Friends, you would have heard this nonsense, you'd have thrown up. I just wonder what these people, I mean, what a brilliant comic like Jim Carrey would think if I went on the air spouting off about comic theory and stuff like that. I'd make a fool of myself. Or I tried to give Jenny McCarthy, I mean, what has she ever done? I mean, how to pose to make the most of your, you know, your endowments. If I gave advice like that, they'd flip out. And, of course, Larry King, not the brightest bulb in the group. And I have many, many objections to him. And sometimes I think, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you ought to retire. It's like airline pilots, you know, talk show hosts, out of here. You're too old. You're out of touch. And so the big question, by the way, they put on, you know, and I love this, how CNN does this. We want to hear from you. So Larry's question to the audience to email so they can, you know, compute the results. How many of you think autism will be cured? Do we really care how much the average person, and believe me, it's an average person watching Larry King, thinks about whether autism will be cured. It's amazing. Just amazing. But anyway, the nonsense went on. And, you know, Jim Carrey said, we believe that. What do you mean you believe that? This is an era of proof. So quickly, just to run over the subject again, as you know, they did indeed at the end of the program have a pediatrician who did the best job he could against, you know, movie stars, because people we know will believe movie stars more than they will doctors, because people have trouble telling the difference. Oh, he played a doctor on TV, right? So there's a great ad here that one of the vaccine companies has put out. It's a really cute little baby. It says, I can catch pertussis from you, Mom, and it can be serious. Also, adult pertussis, an article that follows that up. Adult pertussis vaccination will lower infant death, advising people who, you know, have not been vaccinated to do it for your children. I'm taking a deep breath here. All right, ready? I want to talk to you, and I'm being very specific here. I want to know what time and what day in the week is absolutely the most stressful for all of us. You'll be surprised, and it's not right now, okay? Whenever you're listening to this program. Well, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor. Get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hello, I'm your eyes.
And I'm your nose, with something very important to discuss with you this allergy season.
That's right. Nose and I, we both suffer from seasonal allergy symptoms, so we want to be treated together.
That's why we want you to ask our doctor about Veramist nasal spray. Prescription Veramist fluticasone furoate is one medicine that's FDA approved to treat both seasonal nasal
and seasonal eye symptoms in patients 12 and older.
Veramist treats me when I'm runny, stuffy, itchy, and sneezing.
Plus, treats my watery, itchy red eyes. Veramist is one medicine approved to treat all that.
For best results, use once daily. Side effects may include nosebleed, nasal sores, or nasal fungal infection. Eye problems, including glaucoma or cataracts, may occur. So have regular eye exams. Results may vary. Maximum benefit may take several days. Don't spray in eyes.
Tell it, nose.
All together now.
Veramist. For our seasonal nasal and eye allergy symptoms. One for all.
To learn more, talk to your doctor. See our ad in Health. Call 866-9-VERAMIST or visit Veramist.com.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Full details.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just
call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dale here. Welcome back to the program. I want to remind you something quickly. If you happen to be near, I don't know what the times are in your zone and when you're hearing the show, but if it's today, Daphne is going to be on Oprah. It's Heather's predecessor. Many of you remember. She's got a great website called coolmom.com. So she's hitting the big time. Okay. Let's talk to Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. A question about breast milk, breastfeeding, and drinking wine. I haven't seen any studies done on whether or not whether it's bad for the baby or not. You know, like let's say 2 or 3 glasses of wine, and then 2.5 hours, 3 hours later, breastfeeding.
Well, yeah, Jason, it's a tricky question. First of all, the baby can taste it. We have done studies to find that when you you do that. And then you take the breast milk sample, then take a breast milk sample, and a mom has not imbibed any alcohol, that the babies will seem to consume more of the non-alcohol sample. And it must be a matter of degree. And, of course, as you know, you still have many, many doctors will advise breastfeeding moms to drink beer to help what they call the letdown reflex. I don't know of any evidence that it does. It is perhaps that the alcohol relaxes a mom and helps the letdown reflex. And once again, when you hear women describe this, I'm a guy, so I have no idea. There does seem to be something there. It's one of those things that if you're anxious and you're not relaxed, it's harder to just let it go. And please forgive me for this comparison, but I would imagine, especially men as they get older and they attempt to, I'm hating myself already, but it's the first thing that popped into my mind, you know, getting your urine stream started. You know how you kind of, you have to relax a little first and all those muscles have to get coordinated and relax? Well, I have a sense breastfeeding may be like that, and perhaps that's the alcohol relationship. I think 3 glasses of wine is a little much for a breastfeeding mom, but I cannot point to any studies that have found it harms a baby. And indeed, if they don't like the taste and can sense it and they drink a little less milk, it would still be difficult in an otherwise healthy baby to prove a distance, a difference. All right. So I guess we're all kind of on our own there, common sense, etc. Elaine in Maryland. How you doing, Elaine?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dale. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
My doctor, who I've been going to for 25 years, has now decided to go with this medical group, and he will only be accepting 600 patients, and of those 600, each will pay $1,500 per year for more preventive care, he says. I'd like to know, what do you think about this, and is this a trend that's going across the country?
Oh, yes, it is, Elaine. And it's hard, you know, it's a very complex issue. They call it like VIP medicine. And what the doctor is saying to you, the way we are forced to practice medicine today, that I need to see many, many patients an hour. I don't have the time to talk to you, give you the care I want to, preventative or otherwise. And I'm tired of all the BS from the insurance companies. And here is the way this is going to work. And it seems unfair in a way, yet I know people who absolutely love it, who figure what they pay for health insurance, and if you look what you pay for health insurance, an extra $1,500 a year, what is that, somebody do the math for me, $125, $120 a month, that you will be guaranteed to see your doctor when you want to. Your doctor will be able to spend a half an hour with you. The time is different. Will be available by phone. In other words, what your doctor is saying, if you can cough up the $120 a month, you can get medical care the way it used to be. And it is a manifestation of the frustration that many physicians feel. And that is the most important lesson to take away from it. Now, your doctor has a right to do what he wants. It whether that's worth it to you or you can afford it or not is another issue. But let it tell you how frustrated we are. And I think that is the absolute critical lesson here. And we don't know. Official medicine hasn't reacted yet. We don't know what to think of it, but we know what it means. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK. I want to know the most stressful time of the day of the week for all of us. You're going to love this.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Death toll in the 6.3 earthquake, which hit parts of Italy today, has risen to more than 100, with 1,500 injured, tens of thousands of others left homeless. Justice Department asking a San Francisco federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit against the so-called warrantless wiretapping of Americans, of the Americans' email and telephone calls. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials down 41.74 at 79.75. NASDAQ down 15, the S&P down 7. And Sun Microsystems stock dropped more than 23% today after the weekend announcement that IBM had pulled out of a deal to buy the company. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and warm. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. 603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Guarantee. If you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
In the latest edition of Match.com Mythbusters, we're going to tackle a biggie that's been around for thousands of years. The idea that women should never approach men first. What a quaint Victorian mindset for this 21st century computer age. If you're a believer in this men write to women and not vice versa theory, you're probably thinking something like this. Men pursue women. It's been this way since the beginning of time. They're hunters. If they're interested in me, they're going to email me. I think this passive approach is fatally flawed. For best results, consider these reasons why you should email the guy that catches your eye. First, it makes his job easier. But more importantly, if you wait for him to make that first move, you're missing half the online dating experience. Imagine being in a store and only buying the clothes that the salesperson hands you, even though you like other clothes more. That doesn't make much sense, does it? Even if the salesperson has great taste, you might be staring at this other dress across the room and hoping it would leap into your arms. Okay, so can you see the holes in this strategy, right? Online dating is truly a level playing field. It's true that men and women alike have so many options that it's easy to get lost in the crowd. But the answer is not to recede into the crowd and hope to get his attention. It's actually to capture the real you. Have a great photo, a winning profile, and a confident initial email. But it really starts with you saying, hi. Either he'll write back or he won't. Either way, you've taken that first step towards finding love.
At Match.com, we guarantee if you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Netflix. Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Sir.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. We made a mistake. It was Selma Hayek, not Penelope Cruz, who breastfed the infant and caused a little bit of an international stir. All right, the most stressful time of the week is 11:45 in the morning on Tuesday. Isn't that weird? Now, it can be, you know, this is just a little bell-shaped curve here. It could be any day of the week. And traditionally, people associate Monday as the worst day of the week, but not the case. Tuesday's the time of the day, 11:45, when the real workload for the week hits employees. As a result, stress levels rise. Workers most likely to work through their lunch break on a Tuesday with the realization they got a busy week. 53% of those polled admitted cruising through Monday. 1 in 10 said they further delay their tasks for the week by logging, you know, onto the internet. Almost 1 in 5 will leave the office late on a Tuesday as they work after hours to salvage the week. Over half said they regularly felt stressed at work, and the average employee is experiencing 8 hours of mental or emotional strain during a typical week. Worrying, that's 23% of people said they felt stressed every day. Almost 23% of people felt stressed every day. A quarter blamed heavy workloads. 1 in 5 said stress was part and parcel of their job. 12% said it was a boss who made all the stress. All right, let's talk to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
Hi. This is a silly question, probably, but mm-hmm. I like my bananas on the green side. Mm-hmm. Do they contain all the vitamins, or should you wait until the bananas are ripe? Does it make any difference?
I'll tell you, first of all, in a banana, the starch is more converted to sugar with a softer, more yellow banana, but your body will convert the starch to sugar anyway. I'm like you. I like them greener. I really do, and I've always eaten them that way. There actually may be advantages. There are certain fatty acids in green bananas that the cells of your intestines really like. And when your cells lining your intestines are happy, then they absorb more other nutrients from other foods and things like that. I wouldn't make a difference, put it that way. Now, I don't know what a pediatrician would say in terms of newborns. I mean, it's often one of the first fruits kids get offered, and there may be a reason why you want to make sure a banana is ripe, because they might not have all their enzymes. But in terms of adults, eating any fruit or vegetable is a triumph. And the nitty-gritty about whether it's better than this, you know, riper or, you know, less ripe doesn't matter to me. It's the fact that you eat the stuff. All right, George, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, George.
Yes. Dr. Dean, I was wondering if it was safe for me to continue CAT scans. Within the past 10 months, I've had 4, and there's one scheduled for next week by my pulmonary doctor concerning a spot I had on my lung. Turned out to be a fungus infection through a bronchoscope that he gave me. And I had an article by a Stanford physician who was an expert in radiation, who said that CAT scans were about 10 times more radiation than a regular chest x-ray.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are, and I'm not sure. Listen, dying of lung cancer or a fungal infection in your lung isn't a lot of fun either. So the whole problem here is you use any test like a CAT scan when it's needed, and then the benefits will outweigh the risks. And the truth is, CAT scans do give you a lot more radiation, many, many times more radiation than a chest x-ray, but it's your lifelong exposure, George. So it's how much radiation have you been exposed to in your total life that will add up to the bottom line of whether it will increase your risk of, you know, say, cancer later on. And there was a study, I was just actually bent over going through my throwout file here, because I threw it out. It just didn't impress me that much, that you know, if you had X number of x-rays, it can increase your risk of cancer 4 or 5%. And the limit is really based upon why are they doing the CAT scan. That's what's most important. And if a CAT scan enables the doctor to see specifically what's wrong with you, and enable the doctor to treat you more accurately, after all, at one point they might have thought this spot was lung cancer. And so, you know, I don't know how they eventually diagnosed it as a fungal illness, but you got to keep your eye on that also. And if a fungus starts to grow in your lungs, the doctor doesn't know about it. By the time we treat it and you die, I don't think you'll be complaining a lot about the x-rays. So this is a fantastic advance, and very often it is abused, and CAT scans are ordered too, you know, routinely, when we ought to think a little more circumspectly about it. Circumspectly, is that right? No. Doubt there's an adverb for that one. So, you know, that's how you think your way through it. And what you had, what, 4 in a year? Nothing. If you had 4 a week, you know, every week of the year, that's probably a lot. So at that level, I wouldn't worry about it. Go find yourself something else to worry about. All right? Helen in New York, how you doing? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have a grandson that's 13 that was just diagnosed with a cyst in his jawbone.
Mm-hmm. What do they want to do about it?
Well, they say it needs to be surgically removed.
Hmm. Well,
and I wondered how common this is. And
well, is it causing him? How they find it? Was he having any symptoms, or just a routine dental x-ray picked it up?
A routine dental x-ray, but he has an x-ray from a year ago or a scan from his orthodontist, and it shows that it's grown.
Well, you need to find out what it is. You see, what can happen with a cyst in a jawbone? It can get large enough. It can, you know, weaken the jaw itself. And I'm not quite up on what they would do if they find it and go in there, whether they fill it with cement or, you know, we have products that can do that, just to make sure we know what's happening. Cysts everywhere in the body are very common. I cannot think right now off the top of my head a place in the body where cysts do not occur. Most of them are benign. You know, in general, you'd want to have a cyst rather than something solid. Cysts are very rarely cancers. That hasn't come up. I don't want to scare you. I'm not saying it's cancer, but when you find a cyst in your breasts, very rarely cancer, a cyst in your ovary, a cyst in your kidney, a cyst, you know, anywhere. So, but it might have to do with structure, might have to do with how the teeth are growing, and I think you'll need to follow the advice of the professionals that your grandson's seeing. All right? 1-800-548-TALK. Again, that's 1-800-548-TALK. T-A-L-K or 8255. 10 barbers standing by, no waiting. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Guarantee. If you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
In the latest edition of Match.com Mythbusters, we're going to tackle a biggie that's been around for thousands of years. The idea that women should never approach men first. What a quaint Victorian mindset for this 21st century computer age. If you're a believer in this men write to women and not vice versa theory, you're probably thinking something like this. Men pursue women. It's been this way since the beginning of time. They're hunters. If they're interested in me, they're going to email me. I think this passive approach is fatally flawed. For best results, consider these reasons why you should email the guy that catches your eye. First, it makes his job easier. But more importantly, if you wait for him to make that first move, you're missing half the online dating experience. Imagine being in a store and only buying the clothes that the salesperson hands you, even though you like other clothes more. That doesn't make much sense, does it? Even if the salesperson has great taste, you might be staring at this other dress across the room and hoping it would leap into your arms. Okay, so can you see the holes in this strategy, right? Online dating is truly a level playing field. It's true that men and women alike have so many options that it's easy to get lost in the crowd. But the answer is not to recede into the crowd and hope to get his attention. It's actually to capture the real you. Have a great photo, a winning profile, and a confident initial email. But it really starts with you saying, hi. Either he'll write back or he won't. Either way, you've taken that first step towards finding love.
At Match.com, we guarantee if you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
3.
Never miss a breaking news story. Text NewsDesk to 68255 to subscribe to KGO Radio's breaking news text alerts or sign up online at KGORadio.com. When major breaking news happens, you'll know about it first on your mobile phone. Whether it's traffic tie-ups, fires, quakes, or political news, you'll know all about the important breaking news as it happens. Text NewsDesk to 68255 for breaking news text alerts from KGO News Talk 810.
Attention migraine sufferers. Do you suffer from migraine or tension headaches? Is the pain unbearable? Do your pills upset your stomach and make you nauseous? Have you ever wished for faster relief? Well, your wish has finally been answered. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in minutes rather than hours or days. That's right. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in just minutes with a remarkable breakthrough. It's called Dr. Heisen's Headache System, and it will change your life. Developed by board-certified neurologist Dr. Morton Heisen, it's easy to use and clinically shown to relieve migraine pain without pills, shots, or a prescription. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's Headache System is now available directly for the first time. Stop the throbbing, stop the pounding, stop the nausea in just minutes with the revolutionary Heisen Headache System. Real relief is finally here for all migraine and tension headache sufferers.
Call 1-800-811-4024. That's 1-800-811-4024 for real relief in minutes, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 1-800-811-4024. Again, 1-800-811-4024.
6 years.
Hi, everybody. Dr. DiNadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Nancy. How you doing, Nancy?
Hi, Dr. DiNadel. I was seeing an ad recently in a couple of different newspapers for a laser treatment for toenail fungus.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow or another this was a great new cure kind of thing or whatever, and was wondering if there was any truth to that or if it was just...
Well, you know, there may be. There was just a piece in a... I forgot where I saw it. It was in a Wall Street Journal, maybe. About there's two big laser systems out there. One of them is just doing it without FDA approval. The other company tried to get the approval, and the feds are kind of holding off a little bit till they have a little more evidence. But it does seem to help. From what I can tell, and the question is, what percentage of people can be cured with it? Who's doing it? Is it one of the methods that, you know, I had just mentioned? I can't really say that, but it's not, you know, off the wall. It is, I can't think of any side effects. So if you've got a stubborn case of toenail fungus, and I guess by definition they're all stubborn because we don't have a cure. And every time we mention this on the radio, we get tons of people calling with their home cures. There is a medication you can use, but it's for a whole year. You got to take it orally, and that just seems like overkill for toenail fungus. And you want to make sure you don't want to get it back. You know, we do think that the foot moisture is very important. What gets the fungus under there and gets it going. I mean, the fungi need moisture to survive. So, you might ask your doctor about it, or if you have a podiatrist, ask him about it. That's probably who it is that's doing the laser deal. All right. Let's talk to Velma. How are you doing, Velma?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to talk to you. I have a 30-year-old son, and he recently diagnosed, and
You're breaking up, dear. What was it? What was the diagnosis?
Addison's disease.
Oh, Addison's. Okay, go ahead. And how's he doing?
He's been in and out of the hospital. He's been like really drained, really getting sick a lot.
Right.
And they put him on cortisone, and
right.
They said he has to take that the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, we think that ex-President Kennedy had that. This has to do with your adrenal glands. These are little glands, adrenal. Renal means kidney, sitting on top of the kidney. And they make hormones that help you respond to stress, regulate blood pressure, water balance, salt balance. And the symptoms, usually what hits you is fatigue. You get really, really weak. And one of the other symptoms is they get these patches of dark skin, kind of a yellowish, hard to describe the color of an Addison's patient. They can lose weight. And you will have to take, because these glands, among other things, you know, make cortisone, like prednisone, steroids. So your body normally, you know, makes steroids. So, yes, if he has Addison's disease, thank goodness they figured out what it is, because that's a, you know, that's a big plus. And he ought to do well with cortisone. And in his case, he shouldn't get the side effects that you or I would get if we took cortisone, because it causes, there's also a disease called Cushing's disease where your body makes too much cortisone. So he has one where he makes too little. Too much cortisone, you know, will bloat you and make, give you stretch marks and change the shape of your face and have a very profound profound effect on you. Okay, let's talk to Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, doctor. My girlfriend has, I guess, a latex sensitivity, and a lot of people that she knows also have it. But about a year ago, she ate an avocado and got really ill, and I took her to the emergency room, and they said, you know, that's across immunization from latex. And but she's been able to eat avocado since then. So I'm sort of curious that, you know, is it, you know, what's the story with that, where she has a slight allergy and it's very dangerous, supposedly, but yet she can still eat these things? So where does she fit in there, and what can you tell me?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. And I'm trying to think, I need a botanist to help me with this, whether there is any relationship between, you know, the rubber tree and an avocado tree. And I certainly could, you know, could imagine it, having seen, of course, both. I mean, seeing latex rubber trees in their native environment, and there is a similarity looking at them, but I'd have to look that up. And we do see this, indeed, that people with latex allergies will cross-react. And cross-reaction means either the two things are related or your body confuses it. And the story where she ate an avocado once and got into trouble, and now she can, there's a bunch of things possibly going on, and you need to be careful. You know, with allergies, you get the full-blown anaphylactic reaction. You can die. So it really pays to pay attention to this. Well, what could have happened? She may have been exposed, been around a little bit of latex, and that raises the ante, and so a little bit of avocado kicks her off, and now she's being a good girl, not around a lot of latex. And the avocado is not kicking her off. It ebbs, it flows. There's always a possibility, you know, allergies can go away. We're learning now, and please do not ever try this at home yourself, that even kids or people with a severe peanut allergy, by giving them, like we used to do and still do with allergy shots, a little teeny bit of a substance, and slowly, in microscopic increments, increase the amount, we can enable a person to accept these things that formerly they were allergic to. So maybe that's happening. I wouldn't advise her to eat a lot of avocado, because just like you're surprised by her tolerance right now, you could be surprised by her lack of it at some particular point. Now, I'm an avocado lover. Love avocados. I know a lot of you do. So I'd be very, very careful. And I don't know how severe her reaction was and whether she should be carrying an EpiPen. Avocados and something that slips into a lot of recipes, but peanuts is in all kinds of things. Peanuts can be in chili recipes. Peanuts can be, you know, all kinds of things you would not expect. All right? All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Blinds.com asked us what it might take for everyone listening to immediately order new blinds, shades, shutters, and draperies. We said low prices and great service is plenty, but that $500 in free grocery coupons would be a nice bonus. And they said, okay, not only do Blinds.com prices put home improvement store prices to shame on top quality blinds, shutters, shades, and draperies, you'll also get $500 in groceries free. Now is the perfect time to order new window coverings, and here's why. First, Blinds.com prices are amazing. Second, their phone experts are patient and knowledgeable, and their free measuring and installation videos make it super easy. Or if you want, they'll send a certified installer to your home. Third, free shipping to most states, no sales tax, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and free color samples to ensure your purchase will look perfect. Just type internet in the code box at checkout for your free gift card worth $500 in grocery coupons. $500. Visit Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, George.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The cook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about them.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to WePrevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Your tickets.
Dr. Unidel here. Let's talk to Barbara. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a question about distilled water and if it's better for your health than regular tap water. And I'll take my
Has somebody on the air? Okay. I just want to ask you, has someone told you that it's better or trying to sell you a distilling unit or something like that?
No, I know for washing hair, certain hair types fare better with distilled water. It leaves it softer. And
I was told...
I did some research and found that it might be better for skin and teeth, but then I've seen conflicting research also, so I thought I'd let you.
Right. Well, I love when a consumer tells me you've done some research, and I'd love to sit down and tell me where you did the research, who you're listening to, was it research in medical journals, websites, health food sites, who knows what. Distilled water is just water without minerals, and it is no healthier. It tastes lousy. What gives water its delicious taste is minerals, but of course, if you distill water, it is also, if it's truly distilled, will have nothing else in it. So if you're worried about something poisonous in your water, distilling it will remove it because it's just the evaporative water coming off the top. You know, like if you put a pot on the stove, you boil it and take the steam and condense it, that water is distilled water. So there's no need to have distilled water. And, you know, just think about the, hundreds of millions of people, humans on the earth that would give anything to have access to any kind of water, all right? So not to worry about that. But hardness of water does have to do with how soap and shampoo, you know, foams up and suds up, and distilled water would be just like rainwater. You know, it's softer because there's no minerals in it. But once again, if you drink it, I don't like the taste of it. So there you go. Let's talk to Barbara, another Barbara. How you doing, Barbara? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dandale. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Recently, my doctor had done a test for my vitamin D level, and it was just a couple points below the low end of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But he's put me on 6,000, I don't know if it's MGs or IUs a day.
Yeah, IUs, yeah. I don't know how to deal with this. You know, we're now in the vitamin D decade, just like, you know, 20 years ago, we were in the vitamin C decade, and everybody thought the cure to everything was vitamin C, and now we're doing the same thing with vitamin D, and it is an interesting vitamin. Many people do not seem to get enough. The official upper limit is 2,000 a day. Many doctors say you can get up close to 10,000 a day and get away with it. So your doctor's kind of hitting the middle. And I don't know what would be wrong with taking less, but just taking it chronically and see how you do. And we still have a lot to learn. I guess that's my bottom line with it. All right? And be careful, because you can get toxic with vitamin D. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time.